This afternoon, joining me on the show from the Motorcycle Riders Association in Townsville is Polly, because coming up Sunday, my birthday, I'm glad you did it on my birthday, is the Salvation Army Christmas Toy Run for 2020. Exciting times.
Very exciting times, and happy birthday for Sunday, Wildy. We're pretty excited this year because up until about 6 weeks ago, we didn't think this was going to happen with COVID and everything else, but community once again has all rallied together for us, but we've got a lot of changes this year.
Okay.
Would you like me to go through what we're doing?
Absolutely. Run us through what's happening.
Okay, very quickly. This year we're starting off at the stadium in town, so the Queensland Country Stadium. We're getting to do a full lap of the outside of the stadium before we take off, head down the beautiful Strand on our way to Toy World, who've sponsored us once again this year. We do have our display over there where you can donate presents, and I know if you do tell Toy World that it's for us, they will give you a small discount. After we leave Toy World, we're going to head out to the dam, taking a roundabout way, using all along the motorway, etc. We'll rally out at the dam, have a bit of a break, some cool drinks and some ice blocks, which has been donated by local community people. From the dam, we're going to have to come back into the RSL on Charters Towers Road. Unfortunately, due to COVID, the one out at Darringower is unable to open on a weekend, but they have supported us by opening up in town for us. So we'll have prizes again, best decorated bikes. We've got some absolutely amazing sponsors with AMX and Total Tools and Toy World, along with Morris Blackburn and RHD. So amazing prizes, around about $300 is one of the prizes, some great helmets, and also sponsorship with the things that we need.
So how many bikes are you expecting?
Look, I'm hoping for over 250. This is pretty much one of the last runs of the year. It's for a fantastic cause, and I'm just hoping that everybody's itching to get out there on their bikes and go for a run and is going to come down and join us. Opening the gates down at the stadium around about 6:30 in the morning, 7 o'clock, stands up at 9.